And I am in the studio here with Nick Bess from Northumberland Credit Union. Hello and welcome to your 2 hours with Tamsin. Did you have a nice drive into Alnwick today?
I came out on the bus and a very nice bus route. And travelling by bus, you can see the scenery much better.
I think that as well. I do like a bit of public transport every now and again. So, let's get down to business. Right, for those of us who aren't as very business savvy as maybe you are, what differentiates Northumberland Credit Union with, say, people like Barclays or NatWest?
We're, if you like, a community bank. Credit union is a sort of difficult term for people to understand. A community bank, so people join us, they save with us, like you'd save with a building society.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't do credit checks, but if you're saving regularly with us, then we know how much you're saving, you can afford that to repay a loan. So you qualify for a small loan.
Mm-hmm.
And then you repay that loan, save a bit more, you qualify for a larger loan, and so on. So we don't do the external credit check. So if you've got a dodgy credit rating or if you're just starting out, mm-hmm. then it's really convenient. We're also a cooperative, so if and when we don't depend on grant funding,
mm-hmm.
we'll be paying dividends to our savers.
Right.
So you get interest on your savings.
Because I read on your website you said something about an AGM.
Yeah.
So does that mean that people who save with you can get involved and have their say?
Oh yes. I mean, it's all run by volunteers. The boards are volunteers. So we have our AGM in February. Anyone who's a member, we've got about 460, 470 members in Northumberland already,
mm-hmm.
can come along to the AGM and stand for the board, stand for any of the other positions, credit committee and such like, or just vote for them and find out what's going on, get involved.
Yeah. So obviously it's very local, it's only in the region.
It's covering the whole of Northumberland. We mm-hmm. did start off just Morpeth and District, but in 2005 we went Northumberland wide.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who's living or working in Northumberland can join.
Okay, so, well, that's quite a good thing because you're sort of keeping money in the area and, you know, do you think you'll ever branch out and be national or...?
No. Well, it's intended to be local. It's intended to keep the money in the area, and that's, again, we're different from the big banks who all their profit goes to big investors elsewhere.
Yeah, well, we all know how much trouble they've got us in, but not you. You won't be like that.
And I should say that our board don't get paid massive bonuses. We don't get paid any bonuses at all.
Oh, well.
We're all volunteers.
That's good to know. So we won't see you buying three houses in the Algarve.
No. If I did buy houses, I'd be buying them in Northumberland because I want to keep the money here.
Exactly. That's the kind of answer we need around here. So ideally, with Northumberland Credit Union, what kind of people can save with you? Is it specific?
Anybody and everybody. Our smallest loans, I mean, you can get a loan of £20, £30, £100. I mean, I'll talk a bit about the payday loan idea
mm-hmm.
Later on. And our top loan is £3,000.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have people, so, for example, in the last 2 months, we run up to Christmas, October and November, we haven't got the December figures yet, but we've paid up something just under £20,000 in loans to 26 people, so you can see it's roughly that sort of size loan.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, people who have difficulty getting credit rating or credit worthiness elsewhere can come to us, but also more affluent people such as yourself may find it more convenient because it's a cheaper loan than you'll get from the bank, up to £3,000,
mm-hmm.
or your overdraft or credit cards.
Okay.
It's cheaper than that.
So you're not like many of these companies on TV who the interests when they say, oh, you know, if you need money for payday, you know, you can borrow £100, but you end up paying back probably £300. You're not like that.
I can give you an example. If you're a member of the credit union, you've been saving regularly and you've got a little bit of savings, then you can get £100 loan, £200 loan, and you'd get charged 1% on the outstanding interest each month. So if you need £200 to tide you over to next payday,
mm-hmm.
you get a £200 loan, and if you pay it within the month, you'll be paying £2.
Okay,
just
wow.
£2. And or you can pay it over the full year. £200 paid off evenly over the full year, you'd be paying about £13. So it's
compared
with £150, £250.
Yeah, because I get mad sometimes when I see these adverts on the TV, because it sounds like such an ideal situation. Oh, you know, I can get some money and I can have it straight away and all that. But then at the same time, people end up getting themselves into debt. And one thing I was always taught by my dad was just never ever to get in debt. So it's something that I'm always very conscious of. But this seems like a great opportunity for people to be able to take money out but not have to get stuck with loads of...
As long as you repay regularly and we don't let people take out loans bigger than they can afford, demonstrated on what they've shown us that they can save.
How can you open an account with you?
We've got a website, and the website is ncul.co.uk.
Yep, that's right.
Which is Northumberland Credit Union Limited.
Mm-hmm.
And we got forms on there. You can download the forms, print them off. If you haven't got a computer or you can't get the library to print off the forms for you, you can phone up. It's a Morpeth number, 01670503666. And we'll post up application forms.
Okay.
We need proof of identity, proof of address, because we've got to be aware of money laundering, because although we're quite a small local organisation, we're registered with the FSA, which used to be the Financial Services Agency, which used to be a good thing, but they're the ones who keep an eye on the banks and the building societies and insurance companies. So us and Barclays, we're both under. So we have a really rigid regime of getting things right.
Okay.
And so we have to do money laundering checks, so we need proof of identity, proof of address, same as a bank, which is a bit complicated when you're joining, but we can sort it out.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So you're here to try and open a paying point in Alnwick.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit more about that.
The most important thing for us is to make it easy for people to give us money. Both for savings and to repay loans. And people can do that by standing order if they've got a bank. They can do it by payroll deduction. If the county council, for example, if you're paid through the county council, got a pension with the county council, we can arrange to take the money off before county council give it to you. And there are various other organisations that we can do that with. You can pop into the county council info centre and pay the money into that horrible machine that that you pay your council tax and things into. But the friendliest thing is we have paying in points dotted around the county where we got enough volunteers, so that open for about 2 hours once a day, no, 2 hours a week, and it's run by volunteers, and we need one in Alnwick, because it's a friendly that you can just pop in, chat to people about the credit union and pay your money, and it's friendlier than just handing it over for a machine or doing that. So what we're looking for in Alnwick, we need at the same time, we need a venue, and we're looking at three possible venues in Alnwick. We need at least six volunteers, because we need two a week, and we need six volunteers to run rota, and we need lots of members in Alnwick who are going to use that paying in point, because it's been terrible if we set this place up, we had these enthusiastic volunteers, and then they sat there for 2 hours and nobody came and talked to them.
Exactly. So what kind of people are you looking for to volunteer? Just people who are interested in
anybody that they need to be sort of quite friendly and able to talk to people, but discreet. They don't want to go blathering people's financial situations and loans to other people, so it's got to have confidentiality as well. Reasonably okay with figures and money, and trustworthy, because they'll be nipping round from the paying in point to the post office to pay in the money, and filling in the forms to return to credit union offices to let us know who's paid what.
So
it's sort of fairly reliable, and it's somebody who is available to give 2 hours a week once every sort of 2 or 3 weeks.
So people of
any
people
age
who are responsible.
Yes.
I
think ideally they'd need to be over 18, but it's not critical. As long as at least one of them was over 18, we'd be all right.
So what's this payday loan that you were discussing before?
This is the thing. We just heard on the news recently about these payday loan companies you were talking about, where you go ahead and you get an advance on your wages, and then you go back, after you've got your wages, you go back and pay them, but you have to pay sort of a fortune in interest. They're talking about 1,700% interest or something like
that. That's crazy.
So you're going back, you're paying, borrow £100, you're paying back £30
mm-hmm.
or £50 or £100. And people have to take out more loans to replace those. Our loans, you're paying 1% per month on the outstanding balance. And there's no penalties for early repayment.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take out a £100 loan, say you're going to pay it over 6 months, repay it over 6 months or a year, and then you come back and say, I'm going to pay it back the next month.
Mm-hmm.
You've only been charged £1 interest.
Okay.
So you could do the same thing as a payday loan, but it would cost you £1 rather than £150.
Because it's terrible, really, the situations some people can get themselves into.
I think if people wanted the actual figures, and is 12.7% APR. Now that compares not only with the 1,700% APR, the payday loan companies do,
mm-hmm.
153% the Provident, the people who go around the doors collecting, mm-hmm. doing loans. But even your credit cards store cards around about 27-28%,
mm-hmm.
credit cards around about 22%. And if you even went to a bank, and I won't go on and on about Barclays, let's say Lloyds or one of the other banks, any of the banks, that they'll give you a cheaper loan at £7,000-£10,000, but up to £3,000, they won't give you cheaper than 12.7%.
Mm-hmm.
We're the best deal in town, in county.
You heard that, Anik. The best deal in town, Northumberland Credit Union. And finally, is this a good long-term solution to saving?
It is, because we've got a lot of people who save through the year but don't want to take out a loan. As mm-hmm. you've been told, don't take out loans if you can avoid it. So mm-hmm. they just save through the year and then they take out the money and they've got that. If you get into the habit of saving regularly, mm-hmm. it works really well.
See, what I like is the fact that it's local. Keep it local.
Yes.
You know, I think it's really important to support sort of local companies and businesses, and I think that's very interesting indeed.
And the money we're lending is the money that people have are saving with us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you default on your loan, you're robbing your neighbour. It's not one of these things, if you default the bank, then it's a victimless crime, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
This time you'd be robbing your neighbour if you defaulted on one of our loans.
Thank you very much for coming in, Nick. I really appreciate it. Is there anything else you would like to add to where...
We'll see what sort of response. If you'd like me back sometime in the year when people have got some thought about it, because although people say, I'm going to save up for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
it's actually they need to save up for the end of January when the credit card bills come in.
Yeah.
So people need to be thinking about joining now so they can get the loan to sort out their credit card bill.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. The website is www.ncul.co.uk. It's the Northumberland Credit Union. And if you have any inquiries, you can send an email to inquiries@ncul.co.uk, or you can telephone 0167 050 3666, and all the information is there on the website. So thank you very much for coming in, Nick. A little round of applause for yourself. Yay!
Thank you.